Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Demon Ratto and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
Well, on ESPN.com this morning, it was our friend Nick Friedell who had this story that Warrior fans are talking about. Andrew Wiggins apparently unvaccinated, which would render him ineligible to play home games. What would the recourse be? How would the Warriors go about negotiating that if there isn't some sort of reasonable vaccination taking place between now and the beginning of the NBA season? Nick Friedell joining us here on Damon Ratto and Kolsky via technology and stuff. It's going to sound like he's sitting in the studio with us. What's going on, Nick?
I've missed you guys. How are we doing?
We missed you too, honey. What is going on with the Warriors right now? Are they going to spend more time trying to convince Andrew Wiggins to get vaccinated, or are they spending more time right now looking at how to get out of his contract?
It's definitely the first one. Damon, this has been really a headache for the organization over the course of the summer, because Wiggins, and this dates back to his comments in March, we were asking him about it. He said, "I'm only going to get the vaccine if somebody forces me to." And so when the NBA, the next level of protocols came out, I think the Warriors were thinking, okay, well, you know, it's very clear now kind of what has to happen, especially when you factor in, as you mentioned, the regulations in place here, out here in the Bay and in San Francisco specifically. And up to this point, Wiggins just has decided to kind of hold his ground. And from what I've been told, it's really kind of been a frustrating process, because I know in Rusty's story he had that they've had an Oakland doctor speak to Wiggins about the hesitancy. But I know that the people within the organization have all tried to talk to him, and up to this point, nothing has changed. I think internally there's still a hope that when push comes to shove and when the games are on, that Wiggins is going to get the vaccine. And again, in the Chronicle story, they said there's still a chance that Wiggins may get a religious exemption. But all that being in play is not something that the organization certainly wanted to deal with as we get set to head into training camp here in the next few days. They wanted this story to kind of go away. And it hasn't, and it has a chance to linger for a while, depending on how strongly Andrew Wiggins wants to hold his ground here.
Okay, I'm just going to ask the nerd question. What is it that prevents the Warriors from just wanting to make Wiggins their own test case, given the fact that I don't know that there is a league policy for guys who are vaccinated versus guys who aren't? And given the fact that San Francisco, the city and county, has ordinances basically requiring it, why wouldn't the Warriors just sort of make sort of a blanket, I don't want to say a threat, but just say, if you're not vaccinated, you can't come to camp. If you can't come to camp, you know, and you're still not vaccinated, you can't play in the regular season at home. Why don't they just force a test case to find out what they're allowed to do by the league and the CBA?
Well, I think they're trying to let it play out as calmly still, Ray, as they can. That's the short answer. I don't think they want to rock the boat with a guy that they're really banking on this season to continue to be better than what we saw last year, and which we'd all agree was a really solid season for Wigan. So there are a lot of different layers here in play. I mean, I think the Warriors are waiting to see what happens here with the city. You could also push it to a point where, you know, you go back to the city and say, hey, there's a lot riding on our success. Are you really not going to allow this young athlete to do what he wants? Are you going to block him? Is this going to be that hard of a stance from the city of San Francisco's perspective? I think they're just waiting to see how all of these different things play out. But I can tell you that there is certainly, and this is, I think, the reason why it hasn't come to the point that you're kind of outlining here. There is hope internally that when all is said and done, and the Warriors are going to Andrew Wiggins and saying, look, if you don't get this vaccine, there is a chance that you may not get all the money that is owed to you in your deal, that when push comes to shove, he will take that vaccine. And the hope is certainly now, as we're sitting here, not only a week before training camp, but a few weeks before the regular season, that when everything is down and the choice has to be made, that the choice Wiggins will decide to make is to do what he has to do to get on the floor and fulfill the contract that he signed.
Okay, so if that's the hope, then I feel like, I mean, you use the phrase standing his ground. I guess my question is, what is his ground? Because the only time he spoke publicly of it that I'm aware of, he basically just said, nah, I don't think I really need it. I feel like I'm not going to get sick, so I'm not going to take it unless I'm forced to. Is there something more? Does anyone have a sense of why he's taking this? If it's a stand of some kind, what is he standing for? Do we know?
We don't. In short, Matt, I think maybe internally the Warriors have a better read on it. From what I can gather, and going back to Andrew's comments from March, just didn't seem like he was comfortable with the shot itself. And he was asked, I went back through the transcript last night, and he was asked, is the reason you're hesitant to take the vaccine because you want more information? And he said, yeah. But up to this point, I don't see it changing unless somebody makes me.
Unless I'm forced to.
Me. Yeah, unless I'm forced to, exactly. So, I wish there were a better answer, and Andrew himself at some point is going to be in front of that microphone and will certainly be asked these questions. But right now, there is not a better answer other than, this is the choice he's decided to make.
So you probably don't know this either, but while we're on the subject, if and I have the same understanding as you, if that is basically the situation, how could that possibly qualify someone for a religious exemption?
A very good question.
Okay.
I don't know. And this ties back into what we were talking about at the top. This is what I think the Warriors as an organization are waiting to see how it plays out. Whether it's a religious exemption, whether something else can be worked out behind the scenes, that's why, and this goes back to Ray's question, why they haven't taken their own hard stance and say, hey, look, this is the way it's got to be. You want to get paid, you got to take the shot. They're waiting to exhaust all the options out there that both Wiggins has and the team has, and ultimately the league will have and the city has, because there are a lot of different filters that all this has to go through. But that's the reason why this has played out and been stretched out the way that it has.
Nick Friedell here on 95.7 The Game. So if the threat of possibly missing out on a $300,000 plus game night check for home games isn't enough to force him into it, I mean, he says someone has to force me. We're talking like physical force? Like, can we get Draymond and Iguodala to just pin his ass down and do it themselves? I mean, Andrew Wiggins has been bowed up against absolutely nothing in his entire career. Why is he getting tough now?
Here's the answer to that one. And Damon, it's pretty clear at this point. What it's going to come down to, if we're a couple more weeks down the line and Wiggins hasn't taken this shot, at some point, the question is going to be, okay, if the religious exemption doesn't come through, the basic question is, do you want the multi-millions of dollars that are on your deal or not? And in the end, that's the question that Wiggins is going to have to answer for himself, because none of us, nobody in the organization now, nobody can get into his head and say, all right, you know, what is with the hesitancy? Why do you feel as strongly as you do? In the end, it's going to come down to cold hard cash, frankly. It's going to come down to, do you want to get paid this deal, or are you willing to risk not getting some game checks because you so feel so strongly about not taking the vaccine?
Nick, Joe Lacob was trying to move heaven and earth to test every single person to get people back into Chase Center, and the city like shut him down. This man has a past in science. How offended should Joe Lacob personally be about this stance from Andrew Wiggins? How offended do you think his former teammate Carl Anthony Towns is by this?
That's an interesting one, Damon, because I'm sure Towns is like, huh? And I know, having been around that team years back, I mean, those two were pretty close. I don't think that was fake. So I'm sure Towns is looking at this from a distance going, come on, you know, what? Just take the vaccine.
But Lacob's got to be furious if this doesn't happen, right?
With Lacob behind the scenes, I'm sure he feels one way, but this is something you always have to remember, as we all well know about not only Joe Lacob, but the Warriors. The Warriors have made it a point through the years to plant their flag as the players' organization, not only in the NBA, but they feel like through all professional sports, through all the world. They want to be known as the team that treats their players better than anyone. So no matter how Joe Lacob may feel behind the scenes about the fact that Wiggins to this point hasn't gotten the vaccine, there is no way that the Warriors are going to rock the boat to a point where they're going to make it that uncomfortable publicly. I mean, that would stun me, because this Warriors group, and this ownership group especially, has done everything to make this a place where players feel comfortable. And in this case, for many out there listening to us, they may say, well, this is a pretty easy answer. Maybe so, but the Warriors want to make it clear that they are accepting of anything that would make their players feel comfortable. And that's why, again, behind the scenes, they're trying to make this thing
I hear you, ending. But they should be worried about Steph Curry, and Steph Curry basically only. He's the single most important Golden State Warrior of them all. And I would say, Wiggins, you are directly threatening Riley and Cannon Curry's health, because Steph is going to play with you every night, be around you every night, and possibly take something from you back to his own children. Like, how about that? Like, put it out there to think about it like that. As we, you know, continue throughout the show today, as long as we have you, we might as well ask you this. What are the Warriors about to do with their 15th roster spot? Isaiah Thomas worked out. I think they need a big.
If push came to shove and we were betting right now, guys, I'd still bet that they hold that thing open just in case, because you never know what can happen over the course of the season. But yeah, Isaiah Thomas, Darren Collison's name popped up. I like Slater. I heard Archie Diacono was in there.
The Arch of Dimes.
I don't know anymore. I mean, people get so worked up about these last couple spots, and I'm always quick to remind anybody. I mean, this is like
when you watch a team basically move, not go to the playoffs because Nico Mannion and Smiley Geach were there.
Right.
That's what happens.
This is the Alan Smiley Geach Memorial spot. This is what this is. So I'm not sure who it's going to end up being, but It wouldn't surprise me if the Warriors hold that spot open in the end, or maybe they pick somebody going into camp, and that changes down the line. Those spots just aren't nearly as important as fans make them out to be a lot of times.
Good to talk to you, brother. Let's do it again soon and in person soon and over beers after that.
I love it. And name the time starting next week when all this starts rolling and I'm there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.